Hello everyone, hope you all are doing good. So let me start my today's topic. Today I am going to discuss the process of organizing. As we have discussed the functions of management, it is the second function of management. After planning, we do organizing. I have discussed planning in detail. I have also discussed the benefits of planning. When I was discussing planning, I have talk about the planning in scenario of everything. You can relate it with anything. But when I am going to discuss organizing, I will talk it in terms of working in an organization, how it is related to organization. But you can relate it to your common things as well, or anything you can, because I have as I have already told, management is pervasive. You can relate it to anything. It is applicable everywhere. So let me start with the process. There are four steps in process of organizing. The first one is identification and division of work, where it is first process. So the process is to identify and divide the total work to be done according to the plan. We need to identify work and divide it into people who are going to do it. Then the work is divided into people, then they will be able to do it effectively. Let me give you an example. In banks, the total work is divided amongst different employees. Division of work is done within the organization, and there is a benefit of doing such things. It leads to specialization. When a person will work for the same thing for if he will spend his lot of time in doing the same thing, he will get specialized in that work. That's why they have said that the division of work promotes specialization and systematic working, as each individual is assigned work as per qualification and capability. Then, after doing the identification and division of work, we do departmentalization. Simply, if we will say it will, we will call it grouping of work. After identification and division of work, the next step is to group related and similar work under one department. Such grouping is also known as departmentalization. It also, as I have already said, it lead to specialization. It facilitates specialization, like. If we will talk about departments, like we have purchase, marketing, finance, in functions, or if we will talk about the products, sometimes clothes, cosmetic, appliances, they get specialized in such things. Then sometimes it may be possible team is working with different regions. Then people get specialized working in north, south, or east or west. Within the territory, they get specialized in working. Then the fourth step is assignment of duties. This is also very important step, because after doing the identification of work and division of work, people get specialized in their work as they get work with their according to their capabilities and skills. So assignment of duties is necessary after doing these process. If we will talk about that, after doing departmentalization, it is necessary to define the work of different job positions and to allocate the work to various employees. Simply, allocation of work, what the employee is going to do and how he is going to do. is the assignment of duty. For example, a purchase manager must assign duties to purchase of raw material. A sales manager will define his employees that how you need to go and how much sale you want should target in this month. This is all about the assignment of duties, what you need to do and how you are going to do it. After doing this process, assignment of duties, it is necessary to do the last step, which is establishing reporting relationship. The next step is to clearly define the authority and responsibility associated with each job. It is necessary because if employee is not clear about who to whom he is going to report, then he will get confused and he will not be clear about his work. He should be clear that who is going to give me the task and whom does I need to report. There should be a proper balance between authority and responsibility. Each individual should also know who he has to take orders, who he is from, and to whom he is accountable, means who need to whom he need to answer. For example, it may lead down that employees involved in production, purchase and stores will take order from the accountable production manager. This was a simple example. The sales employees will report to sales manager. The marketing employees will report to the marketing manager. And all the general managers will report to the general manager. There should be proper reporting relationship within the organization. Then it will lead to working in a systematic way, in an organized way. So this was the four principles. Let us quickly recapitulate it. First one is identification and division of work. Second is departmentalization, where they get specialized in their work. Third is assignment of duties, in which we define their work and assign work to employees. Fourth and the last and the most important as well, establishing reporting relationship. I have said important to the fourth one because sometimes it may lead to cluster within the organization when employees are not aware about their reporting authority. They get this become the part of conflict sometimes. So there should be a proper reporting authority, and there should be the employee should be clear about their authority and responsibility. Thank you for today.